Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. A person in police custody after a standoff in Overland Park, Kansas.
Cops say the suspect was arrested after an assault investigation and standoff in an area apartment complex on Marty Lane early Tuesday morning. Officers say a fight between a man and woman ended with the woman escaping the apartment, calling 911, and being hospitalized with serious injuries. Police say it took several hours of negotiations before the suspect finally surrendered. No word on his identity or what charges he may face.
Wichita State University's Midwest Criminal Justice Institute has been awarded an additional $1.3 million from the U.S. Department of Justice to fund crime gun intelligence training and education. The award will help create a national model for advancing gun crime tactics and strategies for violent crime fighters. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? I do. I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing can seem complicated. That's why I take time to listen, understand your needs, and explain without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. That's 877-3373. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. According to a media release from her office on Monday, Governor Kelly announced that total tax collections for September 2023 were $991.6 million, which is $42 million more than the estimate, and total tax collections are up $30.6 million from September of 2022. Governor Kelly said they've been able to grow the Kansas economy and make historic investments in schools, roads, and law enforcement. And now it's time to give back to Kansans through responsible tax cuts. She said during the last session, she proposed a plan to cut property, grocery, and retirement taxes in a way that helps every family without robbing the state of its ability to continue growing the economy and making those key investments. And she wants to get that done this upcoming session. Individual income tax collections were $390.9 million, $24.1 million below the estimate and down 11.4% from September 2022. And corporate income tax collections were $261.5 million, $61.5 million more than the estimate and up 53.7% from September of last year. Secretary of Revenue Mark Burkhart stated that wage withholding remains one of the most reliable revenue streams with 12.2% growth over September 2022, and combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $305.1 million, which is $5.1 million more than the estimate and down $4.5 million or 1.4% from September of last year. A Hayes juvenile was arrested and charged with 11 counts of aggravated arson for a fire at a Hayes apartment complex on Thursday at 8:28 p.m. When they arrived, fire crews found smoke and flames coming from the apartment, and the fire was quickly brought under control with the damage limited to the apartment where the fire originated. Hayes Police Chief Don Schleiber reported that after investigations, they found that a couch was set on fire. He said 11 people were in the complex at the time of the fire, and they had to be evacuated, with at least one person taken to the hospital in serious condition to be treated for smoke inhalation. Schleiber said the juvenile was arrested and transported to detention on Thursday. However, the suspect's name was not released as they are a juvenile. A St. Louis man was arrested on Sunday on charges that he stole money from the Fairfield Inn in Hays. A clerk reported a man entered the hotel, went behind the desk, and took $236 from the cash drawer. Hays Police Chief Don Schleiber said the man fled the building and left by vehicle, and the suspect's vehicle was stopped in Russell off of Interstate 70 by a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper. Darius M. Upchurch, 43, of St. Louis, was arrested on a charge of aggravated burglary, and no one was injured in the incident. The money was returned. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks 2023 Kansas Upland Game Bird Forecast is now available online and soon in printed form. Produced annually by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Wildlife Division, the 2023 Kansas Upland Game Bird Forecast is compiled from data collected during the department's spring calling surveys for pheasants, crow counts, quail, whistle counts, and prairie chickens, lek counts, as well as late summer roadside surveys for pheasants and quail. This year's forecast is available online at ksoutdoors.com/hunting/upland-birds and at most Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks offices. Pheasant, quail, and greater prairie chicken seasons run through January 31st, 2024 in Kansas, so there's plenty of time to plan. In the meantime, grab a license at GoOutdoorsKansas.com through the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks mobile app or Go Outdoors Kansas or a licensed vendor nearest you. For more information, you can visit KSOutdoors.com. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
Medicare beneficiaries can change drug plans every year during the open enrollment period, which is October 15th through December 7th, and you should receive the annual notice of change from your current drug plan that lists changes that are taking effect in 2024. Some reasons to change your plan can include that your current drug plan will not cover some new medications, your plan is changing the formulary and will no longer cover a current medication, or another drug plan could provide additional savings. To check your options, you can call the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-432-7422, and a Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas or SHIC counselor will do a cost comparison that can help you make a decision on a new drug plan, and counselors can also help you enroll in your new plan. Appointment options include in-person, over the phone, or by Zoom, though whatever option you choose for Part D assistance, appointments are required to ensure a counselor is available to help you. A list of prescription drug plans for 2024 will be printed in the Medicare and You book that every Medicare beneficiary receives. And if you're comfortable using the internet, you can check out the new plans and do your own comparison. The Medicare website, medicare.gov, has been updated with the new plans, premiums, and copays as of October 1st. If you're enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, the open enrollment period is also a time for you to make a decision about your health coverage for the next year. Like, do you want to stay with your current plan, change to a different plan, or go back to original Medicare? If you'd like to get a comparison of the Medicare Advantage plans in your area, please call 1-800-432-7422. The Kansas Department of Transportation is hosting 9 meetings across the state in October as part of the Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, or EIC, local consult process, and the Kansas Department of Transportation holds local consult meetings every 2 years to discuss regional transportation project priorities with Kansans. Attendees will have an opportunity to share their region's transportation priorities, hear about investments being made in transportation in their area, and learn about various grant funding programs available through the Kansas Department of Transportation. These meetings are an important step in collecting public input for the EIC program, the state's current 10-year transportation improvement program, and they're open to all Kansans. Locally, consult meetings are scheduled on Tuesday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Hilton Garden Inn in Hays, and a virtual meeting will be held on Tuesday, October 24th from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. for those unable to attend an in-person meeting. You can attend a virtual meeting on Zoom. More information about the local consult process is available online at ike.ksdot.gov. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on three lighting projects in Northwest Kansas. The Kansas Department of Transportation will install new lighting at the intersection of U.S. 24 and U.S. 83 in Thomas County. Existing lighting will also be upgraded at Exit 1 at Conorado, the westbound I-70 rest area near mile marker 7 in Sherman County, and at both the east and westbound rest areas near Grainfield in Gove County. Traffic is not expected to be affected while the work is taking place, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects the projects to be completed in December, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community. Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. The Kansas dairy industry is well represented at this year's World Dairy Expo, which is underway in Madison, Wisconsin. A lot of excitement is building in western Kansas as Hillmar Cheese Company is constructing a new state-of-the-art cheese and whey protein processing facility in Dodge City. Joanne Knight, Economic Development Director for Dodge City, talks about the Hillmar Cheese Company's soon-to-be newest facility.
It is a little over $600 million project. They will be using the capacity of about 100,000 cows' milk a day and employing about 260 individuals in our community.
Knight talked about why they came up to World Dairy Expo and what they would like to accomplish.
Our goal really isn't to get more dairies in there, but we really like to get some of the support services and industries in there to help support the plant. That's why we're here, is more to have a presence of this is going on, and you know, there are so many different types of industries or support services that you need when you bring the size of a project in and that much more dairy.
Russell Plashka, Agriculture Marketing Director with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, talks about the history of growing the dairy industry in Kansas.
I would say 25, 30 years ago, the CREDA Group, Western Kansas Rural Economic Development Alliance, really saw the potential for expanding of dairy industry in Southwest Kansas, or Western Kansas in general. So we started attending the World Ag Expo out in Tulare, California, the World Dairy Expo here in Madison, and looking strategically at some of those dairy events across the country to see about, all right, let's bring in some of these dairies. So we've done that, and now we're looking at really how do we support those supporting businesses, those indirect businesses, to bring that industry to Kansas and support our dairy farmers across the state. From our perspective, our job was really to help create those connections with industry folks across the country that we knew or had connections with already.
This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Ranchers, it could be time to process those calves. Whether you're weaning your own or bringing in a potload of stalkers, health protection is of utmost importance. So you need answers and the right products. No wonder ranchers from all 50 states have come to rely on the products and assistance they get at Valley Vet Supply. Another reason people from so far away get their supplies the Valley Vet way, they know the right products to keep in stock, like Valley Vet's broad selection of vaccines and insecticides. And their tech service veterinarians can help you make sensible choices for your situation. Same-day shipments available direct to your door. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville. ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com,
Valley Vet Supply. Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A few lingering thunderstorms possible in our south central and southeast counties today, but other than that, just some cloud cover across our state. A cold front is just about through the state, heading off to the east with cooler temperatures coming in. On Friday, a secondary cold front is expected, but it won't bring a lot of rain. It will feel a lot more like autumn on Friday, with daytime highs staying in the 50s in our northern counties and 60s in the south. Generally fair weather through the weekend, with high pressure moving in and a slow warming trend. On the map, heading into the afternoon, the cold front that brought severe weather to parts of our state yesterday and last night is now over eastern Kansas, and things have calmed down quite a bit. High pressure is over the central Rockies, extending into our western counties. Some cloud cover expected off and on through the day with a few lingering showers. The front will slowly move out of the state overnight, just a few lingering showers in the southeast. And then looking at Thursday, a secondary cold front will enter northern Kansas early in the day and quickly drop southward. Generally fair weather except for a lingering shower or two early in the day in the southeast counties. Our highs tomorrow in the 70s. By tomorrow afternoon, that cold front will move through the central counties. Pretty low rain chances with that system. Not a lot of moist air left in the state, but it will usher in much cooler air. Friday looks a lot cooler, 50s in the northern counties and 60s in the south, and sunny. This afternoon's highs in northwestern Kansas, low 70s with mid-40s overnight, low 70s north-central, and tonight we're in the low 50s. Upper 70s to near 80 in the northeast counties and low to mid-50s for the overnight hours. Low 70s southwest, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 40s. Mid-70s south-central tonight, low to mid-50s, and then around 80 in the southeastern counties, upper 50s and low 60s for tonight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.